Now, Emerson, who wasn't wrong about everything, devoted a book to representative men, men who epitomized some essential quality. Shakespeare, the poet. Napoleon, the man of the world. Goethe, or the writer. Bill was, in Emerson's sense, a representative man. One cannot quite imagine Emerson getting his mind around a character like William F. Buckley Jr. But if one can conjure up a less gaseous redaction of Emerson, one may suppose him writing an essay called Buckley, or The Conservative. Now, I hasten to add that by conservative, I do not mean any narrow partisan affiliation. True enough, Bill was known above all as a conservative, the man who did as much as anyone to rescue American conservatism from irrelevance. And that's all very well. But unfortunately, the term conservative, like its opposite number, liberal, has degenerated into an epithet, positive or negative, depending upon the communion of the person who wields it, but virtually without content. Being conservative may commit one to certain political positions or moral dogmas, but it also, and perhaps more importantly, disposes one to a certain attitude toward life. And here we come to the earthly. The 19th century English writer Walter Bagehot touched upon one essential aspect of the conservative disposition when, in an essay on Scott, he observed that the essence of Toryism is enjoyment. Whatever else it was, Bill's life was an affidavit of enjoyment, a record of, an homage to, a life greatly and gratefully enjoyed. What delight he took in everything. Playing the piano or harpsichord, savoring a glass of Vino Verde, dissecting the latest news from Washington, inspecting with wonder the capabilities of email and the internet service on a